Holder, media will change coverage and that'll help Biden win. By Ian Hanchett on March 16, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of HBO's Real Time, former Attorney General Eric Holder commented on President Joe Biden's poll numbers by stating that as the media turns its attention to making this a binary choice between a person who's got some aging cognitive issues, that would be Trump, against somebody who has actually accomplished a lot, I think we'll do just fine. Host Bill Maher asked, "What do you make of the fact that the Democrats, by every poll I read, are, I would just say, losing their base? If you look at non-white working class voters, there has been a 61-point shift. That's an incredible amount, from 2012, that's in 12 years. Obama, in 2012, I think won it by 67 points, that demographic. Biden won it by 48. Now he's only up by 6. What's going on there?" Holder answered, "I think, first off, you're measuring March against November. We're looking at where people are right now. I think you'll probably see a movement with regard to working class people of all races towards Biden by the time you get to November. You're also comparing an extremely, and unbelievably popular African American running for the first time and who really galvanized people in all strata of life. And so, I think, in some ways, that's not a fair comparison. But I think we should not be too alarmed by these March polls. You've got to take them into consideration. But March is a fundamentally different month than October and November. And we'll see where these things turn out when we get to that part of the calendar year." Holder continued, "There's work to be done, but I'm actually optimistic that if we stay committed, focused, and as the media turns its attention to making this a binary choice between a person who's got some age and cognitive issues, that would be Trump, against somebody who has actually accomplished a lot, I think we'll do just fine. And what you said in the monologue was really good. Though, Trump's popularity rating is higher now than it ever was during his presidency. It's like, hey, America, remember? People, they're saying, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? You're damn right we are. So, let's not lose sight of the chaos, the corruption, and all the negative things that Donald Trump meant and put a good man back in the White House." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.